Manuscript Releases, Volume 12, Numbers 921 to 999. M.R., Number 977, The Power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit necessary to make word understood. Of the disciples of Christ, we read that they understood not his disclosures in regard to his humiliation, his rejection, and his crucifixion. But when Christ was risen from the dead, they understood. When the Holy Spirit came upon them at the day of Pentecost, they understood. Look at the change wrought under the Holy Spirit's guidance in the faltering, stumbling, erring, misinterpreting, misunderstanding ones. Passages from the living oracles are seen in a new light. No comparison can be made with the disciple before the reception of the Holy Spirit, and the disciple renewed, converted, baptized by the Spirit of God. Men may study and try to learn the living words of God, but unless the Holy Spirit shall unite with the human understanding, and the human unite with the divine by becoming partakers of the divine nature, they are blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that they were purged from their old sins. But the touch of the Holy Spirit upon the human mind makes decided changes. Behold those disciples, hidden in that upper chamber for fear of the priests and rulers. They were to go everywhere to preach the word. They were to speak with new tongues, not a foreign language, but words eloquent from lips which had been touched with a live coal from off the altar. After the disciples had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the priests and rulers marveled at the words which they spake, for they knew them as unlearned and ignorant men. But they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Their teaching was a second edition of the teachings of Christ, the utterance of simple, grand truths that flashed light into darkened minds and converted thousands in a day. The disciples began to understand that Christ was their advocate in the heavenly courts and that he was glorified. They could speak because the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Psalm 119, verse 130. Bible truth spoken by sanctified lips is eloquence and power. The disciples had a saving understanding of the words of Christ. Because they were united with Christ, eating his flesh and drinking his blood, the inspired book was to them spirit and life. We may understand the Bible as we understand other books. But it is not thus taken into our minds and hearts as the living bread from heaven. Greater works to be done in power of the Holy Spirit. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. John 14, verse 12. Christ's work was largely confined to Judea. But though his personal ministry did not extend to other lands, people from all nations listened to his preaching and carried the message to all parts of the world. Many heard of Jesus by hearing of the wonderful miracles he performed. When Christ said that his disciples should do greater works than he had done, he did not mean that they would make any more exalted exertion of their powers. He meant that their work should have greater magnitude. He did not refer merely to miracle working, but to all that would transpire under the working of the Holy Spirit. The scenes of his suffering and death, to be witnessed by the large numbers in attendance at the Passover, would be spread from Jerusalem to all parts of the world. The apostles, used as his representatives, would make a decided impression on all minds. Being humble men would not diminish their influence, but increase it. The minds of their hearers would be carried from the men to the majesty of heaven, who, though unseen, was still working and performing miracles upon the suffering and diseased. The teaching of the apostles, the special doctrines taught, their words of trust, would assure all that it was not by their own power that they did their works, but that they were continuing the same line carried forward by the Lord Jesus when he was with them. Humbling themselves, the apostles would declare that the man the Jews had crucified was the Prince of Life, the Son of the living God, and that in his name they did the works he had done. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. He would then intercede for them, and would send his own representative, the Holy Spirit, who would attend them in their work. This representative would not appear in human form, but by faith would be seen and recognized by all who believe in Christ.
Christ present with believers by the Holy Spirit. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. John 14, verse 16-17. Christ was about to depart to his home in the heavenly courts, but he assured his disciples that he would send them another Comforter, who would abide with them forever. To the guidance of this Comforter, all who believe in Christ may implicitly trust. He is the Spirit of truth. But this truth the world can neither discern nor receive. Before he left them, Christ gave his followers a positive promise that after his ascension, he would send them the Holy Spirit. Go ye therefore, he said, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, a personal God, and of the Son, a personal Savior, and of the Holy Ghost, sent from heaven to represent Christ, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 19-20. John 14, verse 26-28, quoted. This positive assurance was given to the disciples, to be given to all who should believe on him to the close of this earth's history. Christ desired his disciples to understand that he would not leave them orphans. I will not leave you comfortless, he declared. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Verses 18-19. A precious, glorious assurance of eternal life. Even though he was to be absent, their relation to him was to be that of a child to its parent. The influence of the Holy Spirit is the life of Christ in the soul. We do not see Christ and speak to him, but his Holy Spirit is just as near us in one place as in another. He works in and through every one who receives Christ. Those who know the indwelling of the Spirit reveal the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. White Estate, Washington, D.C., March 31, 1983.